Come on, Norster Kenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketer! Porter Turkle, that bastard!
Bees!
Boom wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 96 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Sunday, March 13th, 2016. This is Aaron, and in this episode, we talk about playing Canada, Iron Men, and goalies. In the studio with me is Kenny.
What up?
And Jive.
Greetings, Earthlings.
How's it going? Happy daylight savings time or something?
Bullshit.
Happy daylight savings time?
Yeah.
Can we get rid of this stupid thing?
No,
like,
kidding.
Honestly, like, why do we still need this?
Farmers.
The one thing that
voodoo priests.
The one thing that I read, you know, Benjamin Franklin, had, I guess, apparently had wrote about it in his almanac or whatever, like, years ago. As kind of a hoax, funny thing, ha-ha, and I think he was drunk when he wrote it. And now we got this thing every year that, in the spring, pisses people off that have to work.
Yeah, you. Where are you complaining when we fall back an hour?
Right. Some of the best ideas in the world come from a drunken stupor.
Yeah, like Three in the Box.
Speaking of which, before we get too far into things, I'd just like to remind you, you can follow us on Twitter. We're at Three in the Box. Let's talk some hockey.
So, the Wild go 1-1 over the past week. You know, lost at home to McJesus and the Oilers 2-1. It was marred by incomplete passes and getting too pretty with the puck. And then went on the road against the Habs 4-1. Granny gets his first two-goal game of his NHL career, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Zucker and Riley were both healthy scratches.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a little disappointing. But
well, I mean, the win was nice.
yes, it was. The loss to the Oilers was kind of disappointing. Very disappointing.
Especially, I mean, it wasn't a good game. I mean, it was a bad game.
Well, they're a tough. Maybe not.
What?
that was his. Well, they're a tough team. Oh, right. Wait, no. Yeah. No, they're not.
No, that's
nope. Well, except the Wild have like this weird history where we beat the teams we're not supposed to be beating, mm-hmm. and then we lose against the teams that we should be.
Wait, wasn't that the Rexall damn near killed them?
Probably.
Rexon. Oh, that was Rexon. What was Rexon all about again? That was
Walls's kid, I think. It was Rexon.
Oh, yes.
Rexall is if Wes Walls and Ron Hextall had a kid together.
Oh. That's one weird looking baby.
Here comes.
The problem is would he be a skater or a goalie? I mean.
Ooh.
Ooh, a ball. Ooh, it's like a new type of hockey player, like a hybrid hockey player.
It's like Jared Spurgeon.
Who is the goalie that would always skate the puck quite a bit?
Are you talking like Wah or?
Well, Wah would.
He'd like skate out to mid-ice.
I'll pull myself.
Yeah, maybe that's what he was doing early. Like, come on, coach, pull me.
That's what she said.
Oh boy, Wah pulling anybody, and that's what she said. Just
saying that gave me a semi.
Put your balls on the table.
Oh boy. So the Wild only came away with 2 points against bottom feeder teams. If we expect them to make the playoffs and go deep, do we expect more?
Well, I mean, they're going to need to do more at this point because they should be coming away with at least 3 points in that two-game stretch here.
Can't disagree with that.
You know, the Habs, they're obviously in a little bit of a fire sale mode. They're not doing so well. They've had a pretty epic collapse, you know, worse than the Wilds, collapse.
Losing Price, I think, was the kind of the...
Oh, yeah.
Beginning of that, but
and now they have lost Subban for how long? Who knows how long?
I'm guessing that at least to the end of the season,
quite possibly. You know, so they're
They're a hurting team, but that there's still the Habs, and I don't think the Wild have had a very good track record against them, at least on the road. But we should be beating the Oilers at home. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's a definite. That should have been a win.
And McJesus or not, the Wild should be winning this. And they were getting too pretty. They're, you know, the Vanek's stupid no look passes to no one or to someone who's not prepared.
The only one that actually looked pretty and got away with it was McJesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's you see him play and you go, well, now I understand why he's so special, because it's pretty obvious why, you know, he has the cachet around him that he does.
Yeah, I mean, and I can't disagree. I mean, really, we needed to get the 2 points at home. We really need to pick up our game at home in general, I think.
Only two games, two wins at the X in 2016 so far.
Right, and especially if you have playoff aspirations and you're looking to move into the playoffs, it becomes a very hostile environment when you go to the away team's location, which makes it even that much more hard to win on the road in the playoffs. And then if you're not playing well at home, even if you do make it to the playoffs, you're not going to make it very far. So
no doubt.
The home game definitely needs to be picked up.
Well, I mean, yeah. Canadian teams, right now, nobody should be getting losses to a Canadian team.
Right. I mean, obviously, they're not going to lose out through the end of the season. They're going to win some games. You just hate to see it to be against your team that's supposed to be potentially playoff bound, you know?
You know, looking at it, the best Canadian team has less points than the Wild do right now.
Right. I mean, the Canadian teams are terrible this year. They're unbelievably bad.
Are we going to have to get into this? Might be the first year that we don't see any Canadian teams
in a long while
in the playoffs.
In a long while.
Since was like 70s, 80s.
Stupid. I'm Canadian and I love
Sabres. Been a long time. I don't know how long. I don't remember how long, but it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
There's, you know, you had some unfortunate things that we said with, you know, Montreal and losing Price. That didn't help them.
Yep. Now Subban's gone, too.
You've got teams that kind of you reverted a little bit because Calgary isn't as good as they were. They've had goalie issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
They took Backstrom.
They took Backstrom, so you know they got problems. Mm-hmm. And Winnipeg is, you know, they've regressed a bit as well. And Toronto, even with getting Mr. McLemon face, they're still Toronto. So
they went on fire sales, so
yeah.
Toronto's bottom of the barrel when it comes to actually the NHL right now. They got 57 points. They're the only team that has not hit the 60-point mark yet.
Yeah.
Well, how'd the Wild do against them?
Well, we won.
We did win.
Yeah.
Handily?
Well, I mean, that's all. The Wild haven't won handily outside of the game at TCF.
Right.
They have not won handily much this
season.
Well,
let's face it.
That was a B-squad team that they were playing that night.
Any time that the Wild has to resort or go to Toronto, they're almost guaranteed to lose.
Right. They do not have a good record as a franchise in Toronto.
I'm just talking like, you know, even going to like Toronto in general for like the replays.
Oh, oh boy.
All right. So, you know, with those couple of games, this is the second time this season that Zucker has been a healthy scratch. Has he regressed? I mean, is he still Wild's long-term plans? Should he be? Drop him? Keep him? What do you guys think?
He's not having a good year. I mean, in this last stretch has been really bad. I don't remember what the numbers are, but it's something like 3 points in the last 20-some games.
Yeah. But he's also coming off injury, too.
Yeah, he had the concussion, so that hurt him a bit as well.
Has he got Joe Mauer symptoms here?
Oh, I mean, boy.
Bilateral leg weakness or whatever.
Right. Is he going to move to goalie position?
Possible.
He's a little small for goalie, I think. At least in today's NHL.
But he's got the speed to make up for it.
Ooh, Yes, maybe.
Well, yeah.
You know, like Speedy Gonzalez, like tiny little thing, super fast.
But he's got concussion history, and that's not so good in a goalie, though.
Well, only if you're getting hit in the face with a puck.
Here, let me put my face in front of it.
It blocked it.
But yeah, so right now he's got 22 points on the year, and that's in 61 games played. Last year he had 26 points in 51 games.
Yeah.
That's a decrease. He's the same age as, or a little, he's right around the same age as Granlund. He's a little bit older. But Granlund's, I think, at, I looked at Granlund today and it was like 31, 36 points. So Granlund's quite a ways ahead of him. Point
but look
wise.
At the lines that Granlund has got to play on.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
As well,
even
know?
Even just getting assists. I mean, with Parise scoring, he's just the, yeah. the odds, the probability of him at least touching the puck before right. it goes to Parise.
He should have that many points, but if not more, where he's right. playing.
But he did score two goals in yesterday's game.
Finally,
for his first two goal game, as you
this
said,
is true.
You know, so
I you know here Zucker. I like him because he's got the speed. I mean, he can definitely, he's had multiple breakaway opportunities. Mm-hmm. His hands, his shooting just has not been very good, with the exception of earlier this season where we'd see him like right off the faceoff where he'd just break away. And I think essentially you still had a cold goalie in net that was not, you know, expecting a shot that fast and is more of a surprise.
And his shooting percentage is half of what it was last year. So he's... When he is shooting, it's not. It's going in half the times it was last year.
Yeah. So is the rest of the team, though, too.
This is true.
I mean, we, really, it's our whole team that's anemic when it comes to offense. I mean, we can score one, maybe two goals a game. You know, when we score three or more goals, it's like, oh, my goodness. You
it
know?
Should be a guaranteed win.
Right.
So you think we're being too hard on Zucker, then?
I would have to say so. I
so
mean,
if,
I think,
if you're Chuck Fletcher, are you going to give him a contract then this upcoming summer?
Well, if I'm Chuck Fletcher, my bags are packed because at the end of the season, I'm gone too. So,
well, if you're Jive Fletcher, Chuck's illegitimate son, what and you've been given the reins, what are you doing?
I'm going to keep Zucker around. Like Kenny said, I like the speed. The speed is definitely a plus, and I mean that's. That's what the Wild team has going for them right now is that they do have speed. Unfortunately, I think that a lot of times it's getting bottled up and it's getting just squashed or made irrelevant by poor passing plays that are causing turnovers, really.
We get what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over?
Pretty much.
Yeah, the games have not been very good this year, and obviously, Zucker is not the only one struggling. There's been plenty of struggles to go around. But you have to be concerned because, you know, you need someone stepping up. And if, you know, if he's not even doing remotely what he was doing last year, you have to take pause and go, do I want to give him?
And that's my thing, though, is I also don't think that he's necessarily been given all the opportunities to be in that position.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. I mean, he had an opportunity to play with Holla for a while. They were on the same line. And that was a line combination that I've been saying, I think, for at least a season and a half now that I wanted to see. Because you have two guys that have speed. And I think, you know, maybe last year, you know, Aaron, like you had said, Zucker's shooting percentage was a little bit better than it is this year.
Double what it was.
Now this year, Holla's looking a little bit better as far as... At least as of late, because, I mean, he's out of the doghouse. I mean,
right.
In recent memory, he's been playing a lot better and getting more points.
Well, Yo had to take his doghouse with him. So, yeah, of course he's out of the doghouse.
But, yeah, I was hoping to see a little bit more, though, from that Zucker-Holla combo of just some speed and some breakaway that I didn't see as much as I would have liked to.
Well, and, you know, Holla's basically playing like Zucker did last year. He's got a little less points, and he was playing a lot of, you know, fourth line minutes, which didn't help him at all.
Yeah. Or he was healthy scratched.
Or he's healthy scratched.
Or penalty kill.
Right. He's not been getting quality scoring minutes.
Right.
But I think when I look at him, he's playing like Zucker did last year. But I think he's not as fast as Zucker. I don't think at least that's not the way I perceive it. He's fast.
He is quick, but he's no. I think Zucker's definitely got him.
Got a step on him.
Yeah.
But I think Hall's hands are just way better. He somehow routinely finds a way to finish it, and Zucker
finish it.
Oh, unintended pun there. I'm sorry, folks, for putting you through that.
Well, you know, at least one of us is going to catch it as soon as a pun comes out.
Oh. Anyway, I think
and the three of you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game.
I think Hall has had a good year, and I think he's had the year that Zucker would have wished to see out of Zucker.
So, okay, this kind of reminds me, especially like right now, a combination of these two, of a player we previously had that had a tendency of injuring his hip or his groin, Marion Gaborik.
Gaborik.
Gaborik. Yeah. You know, who he had a quick step and he had some
good a quick step.
He did. He still does.
He's a little older now.
He's a little older. You know,
how many hip replacements?
Just like all of us. He's a little older.
Do you see either of these guys kind of filling in that role?
No. You know, when I look at either Halla or Zucker, you know, what I look at is, their ceiling. You know, especially if I look at, past Wild players, you know, maybe a West Walls type.
Richard Park.
You know, a serviceable second line guy that's going to put up some points, but nothing amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't, these guys aren't that dynamic. You know, they're not, they're barely, they don't pass enough. And they're just not of a threat offensively.
Although, like defensively and on the penalty kill, I do like Hollis' play.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know, from that respect, I mean, you get a little bit on both ends of the ice, at least, from his respect.
And it's no downing on their play level. It's just, you know, Gaborik in his prime is far greater than Haller or Zucker in their prime.
Yeah. Those are hard shoes to fill, though.
Oh, totally.
You know? I mean,
I don't know that we have anyone in our system that is at that level.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of replacements and that sort of thing, you know, we had Pominville. He finally missed a game here for us. He's out with a lower body injury. He's missed the last two games, which actually ends his Ironman streak at 231 games consecutively, which actually coincidentally tied the franchise record for most consecutive games with Kyle Brodziak.
The similarities between these two is just uncanny.
At least in some regards, it's really weird. So he hits 231 games, which ties Brodziak, gets injured before playing the next game, and he's like tied. It's so weird, and the fact that he's vilified.
It's like he doesn't want to break a record.
It was like it's like he's just that nice of a guy.
Yeah.
Is that why he's been missing the goals? Like he didn't want to make the goalies feel bad.
Right. I mean, and he's vilified at the same level.
They were in St. Louis recently. Do you think that maybe Brodziak confronted him while they were there?
Oh.
Conspiracy.
Put a bounty on his head?
Yeah.
Said, well, they were teammates, so it's not like they've never played together.
You break my record, I'll break your kneecap.
Or your hip.
Or your hip.
You break my record, I break your face.
Well, it's lower body.
I break you lower body. In NHL terms.
In NHL terms, right. So
with that, you know, the Wild are now 1-1 without Pominville in the two games he's missed. And actually, he missed a couple more games the first series with us with an injury. So now the Wild, franchise-wise, are 2-2 in games where he's been injured. Oddly, the two losses are both home losses against the Oilers.
Do you think this is why Yo never scratched him? He goes, I got a 50-50 chance of winning a game if we have Pominville in right now.
And if it's the Oilers, it's a sure win.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
But with all that, though, are the Wild a better team without Pominville right now?
Well, the odds say maybe. it's like a magic eight ball. Like, my sources say, ask again.
Results cloudy.
I got one of the corners on the triangle shaped thing.
So you just
got my
the
ball.
Blurry thing.
Yeah, so I can't tell what the answer is.
Well, just shake the ball a little so you can read the answer. Oh, damn it.
Okay, it says no, they're not a better.
That's what she said.
No, they're not a better team without them. No, they're not a better team with them. I mean, he's basically, I mean, this year he's proven he's an average player. He has gotten first line minutes around here all the time. I don't think he's ever been that overly impressive that he's, you know, should have a solidified, you know, first line role.
So really he is the second coming of Brodziak.
Yes.
He's overpaid. He's an all right player, but he's overpaid for what he's doing and how he's performing, much like Brodziak before him.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
Kyle Pominville.
Kyle Pominville?
Yeah.
What about Jason Brodziak?
Hmm.
That actually just kind of rolls.
Yeah, well, it's close to like Jason Bourne. You know, you got the Jason B.
Okay. Except they're always inept and like falling off of helicopters and stuff.
Getting lower body injuries.
Right. Every time he goes to shoot somebody, it goes wide right.
Or clangs right off of them.
Hits him right in the vest.
Right. Well, speaking of other, well, not injuries, but illnesses, Dubnyk, you know, he missed the other game, the Edmonton game, with an illness. And we had to call up Steven Mikulek from the Baby Wild, the backup Kemper. You know, and he's actually put up a decent season with that terrible Iowa Wild Club. He's gone 6-2 with a .931 save percentage. You know, and considering how negotiations went with Kemper two off-seasons ago, should the Wild be looking to move Kemps and bring Mikulek up for next season as a backup for Dubes?
Well, I mean, I think that Dubnyk's heart is definitely here in Minnesota. I think that we found a pretty loyal dude who's going to give us his all. Whether his all is going to be enough all the time, I don't know. But as far as Kemper goes, yeah, I guess I've never gotten that complete feeling from him that, like, he just completely wants to be here or that, you know, he's dedicated. He's just, you know, he's here. He's collecting his paycheck. When he plays, he's going to perform. So, you know, he's going to basically, you know, keep his market value up. And so, yeah, I guess I don't see any problems with making a move for Kemper. I just don't think that we necessarily have the, I guess, the depth that we should be making a move like that.
Well, I mean, if I was Dubnyk, I'd be looking at it going, huh, I just signed a multi-year deal. Last time a goalie did this, they didn't play him for an entire almost season. He still got paid, and he didn't have to do anything.
Pretty good retirement plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'd be thinking if I was Dubnyk, at least. Like, you know, I'll show some loyalty.
Yeah, still play with my kids, you know.
Still play with my kids.
Won't be all, like, crippled and stuff, you know.
Travel with the team, not have to worry about getting injured.
Yeah, do you think that's going to happen?
No.
All right.
I don't know, you know, it's an admirable thought.
I know one of the thoughts was, I don't remember, I think it was Russo was saying that, you know, possible targets for Kemper would be Calgary.
Yeah.
We've already dealt with them once. They, as we said, they've got goaltender issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Backstrom's going, oh, crap, I'm going to get put second tier to Kemper again.
Well, luckily for him, he probably won't be in Calgary come next year. So, I don't know. I think the Wild could move him. They would be foolish not to entertain that idea. Especially if the team needs a goalie and is willing to
right.
pay something of value.
That's the thing. If you're able to get something that's worthwhile for it, I mean,
at this point, we should be entertaining all trade offers that we can, right?
Yeah, something's got to change.
Yeah.
So,
Twitter talk?
Twitter talk.
Let's get into the Twitter talk.
So I do. Before we get going, I want to preface this that Mr. Nostra Derek Felska has had tweeted at me earlier since he knew I was going to be coming in hot. Which high suggestion or a suggestion for you guys, if you're trying to find the coming in hot GIF from the Minnesota Wild, don't search.
That's what she said.
Coming in hot when you're sitting in church and you got people like looking over your shoulder because you get some weird gifts that pop up.
You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. But Derek had said that he's going to throw some oddball questions in, so let's see what he's got for us, huh?
All right. Well, the first question from Nostra Derek Felska at State of Hockey News. ESPNU has heroes of the
dorm.
Do we have a whip on here?
Right. No, just a gun. Right. Okay. But heroes of the dorm, a video game tournament. Which hockey video game, pinball game, would you guys dominate in?
Heroes of the dorm. Dominate.
Yes.
Hockey is so violent and dangerous.
Well, I'll take this one first. As far as hockey pinball, there's only a couple that I know of. There's an old Gottlieb hockey game, which is kind of crazy. There's also this pinball-like game called Goalie, which is a two-player pinball-like game.
Well, this is the one we... Is this the one we played in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we actually played in Pittsburgh at the...
I whooped your... Well, maybe not.
is that Jive's game that he dominates in?
It's almost like... It was at Replay Effects, which is a big pinball and video game retro video gaming conference, or whatever you want to call it. And
fun time for guys.
Fun time. It was a total sausage fest. Let's be honest.
There was a few ladies there
being tugged around by their guys, right. Probably.
Oh, nerd!
Exactly. But the goalie game, it was an older game. I'm guessing 40s, right after the war. Mm-hmm. And what happened was there was two paddles that you could spin. And your players on the ice, you'd had two players, one for each person, and they'd kind of spin around in circles. So it was like really random bubble hockey almost, but with just two skaters, one on each side. It wasn't a very good game, though.
Yeah.
Probably why I didn't do very well. But to the actual question, I'm going to say ice hockey, Nintendo ice hockey. I'm not very good at it. But I can always beat Kenny at it because he always picks Poland, and Poland always loses.
So are you a skinny, average, fat guy type ice hockey player, or average, skinny, fat?
I go fat, average, skinny.
Fat, average, skinny.
You need two fat guys.
Two fat guys.
Yeah.
They take up a lot of ice.
That and their slap shots are great.
Yes.
The skinny guys are kind of worthless, but they're good for getting a little distance.
Yeah.
Zucker.
Like a Zucker, yeah. but you need those heavy guys, much like the Wild do, you know?
You're right.
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know. Because as much as I try, I suck at all of them. I did always like... Aaron, I don't know if you had hung out with me at the 1029 much back before... turned into what it is now, but when the Wild first came up here, one of the patrons there had brought in his bubble hockey machine there.
Nice.
But he had all the players with the guys as the Wild versus Dallas Stars.
Oh,
so it was kind of cool, especially right after that whole, you know, the Norm Green sucks, getting over that. Minnesota finally gets a team back, and we got the old versus the new. So I don't know. I mean, not good at it, but that's probably always one of my favorite.
Yeah. Myself, I would probably have to go way back in my way back machine, back to about 1993 maybe, on the, what was it back then, the Sega Genesis?
That would have been Genesis era.
Yeah, it would have been Genesis. Or was there, what was Nintendo at that point?
They were still on the regular Nintendo, I think.
Was it
Super? They might have just stepped up to the
Super NES. But
Sega owned this.
Yes.
Sega is what.
Yeah, I know. I think I know where you're going.
And it was like one of the original NHL.
Like NHL 93.
NHL 93, yep. Unfortunately, our beloved Stars, I believe at that point, were with the on the Dallas side there. So,
it would have been one of the first years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I think
at that point I was an Avalanche fan then is what I became. sorry to say. And unfortunately, today I have a couple of Avalanche jerseys hanging in my closet.
Well, I think
your balls on the table and wear one around here. see if you walk out of here with it.
See if I walk out of here with it.
Aaron, I think we need a fire tonight.
Well, I think an honorable mention should go to Midway. They made a great game called 2-on-2 Open Ice Challenge. I never saw it in the arcade. I only saw it after I got a MAME machine that you load arcade games into. And it's basically NBA Jam, which I think just about everyone is familiar with.
Yep.
Okay. It's basically NBA Jam on ice.
He's on fire!
That is a fun game.
It is unbelievably fun. It's totally unrealistic.
What happens when you're on fire on ice? Nothing. It doesn't matter. He doesn't melt the ice.
No, but the net starts on fire still.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
It's ridiculous. You got, instead of cheerleaders, you got women in like hockey jerseys with really big hats. It's a really weird game, but it's it's fun. I mean, if you like NBA Jam, you should check it out.
It's a nice hockey alternative.
It's one of the few, you know, aside from like Blades of Steel, one of the few hockey arcade games.
Oh, I still remember Blades of Steel. Like,
that
was like the first game that you would actually get to do some fighting in, really. Right. Yep. And it was like,
oh, you had it in Nintendo Ice Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But they just like, they jump in. This one you actually got to fight, man.
Right.
You were throwing the punches.
Yeah,
like you were making those decisions, you know. But should we move on to the next question?
Yeah. Also from Noster Derek Felska, if you could think of a corporate sponsor for the Minnesota Wild power play penalty kill, what companies would you choose?
Well, I got one for the penalty kill.
Who's that?
It's Apple.
Apple.
It's something you think you can trust, but you really shouldn't. And that'd be for the penalty kill.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one, actually.
Either that or Enron, because they're just all so terrible.
Enron or BP?
BP.
Yeah.
What about who's the dumpster company around here?
Waste Management?
Yeah.
that works. Waste Management. That's actually pretty damn good.
I mean, that could pick a spot. You want power play? You want penalty kill?
Yeah.
It's all garbage.
Well, yeah.
Aren't they a sponsor of the Wild anyways?
I think they might be.
Isn't it ironic? Where's my Alanis Morissette sample when I need one?
Maybe you just need a spoon.
All you really needed was a fork.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I think we're really dating ourselves right now.
maybe Kmart? Is that still a company?
For a blue light special?
Blue light special? Well, do they have blue lights?
Well, really? There's no red light except the other way,
no
right?
No red lights. Yeah.
Target? No.
I don't know.
Well, I think
Blockbuster?
Yeah.
They're going out of business.
The power play, at least.
Yeah.
And they try making a little bit of a comeback, and they just disappear again. I don't know. I'm grasping at straws here.
Reaching for straws.
Stars.
Straws.
You're reaching for the stars?
Reaching for the stars.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to settle for the moon.
Oh, boy. Okay. Next question comes in from Teresa Ferris at MNSoda24. If you were to create a computer virus to change how the wild work on the ice, what would you call it and what would it do?
Oh, boy.
The virus to change how the wild play work on the ice?
Yeah.
So, now, I guess, well, if we're talking how they work as in, like, performance-wise, like, how hard they work or how much effort it appears, we would obviously have to give them some sort of a speed or something like that. Something that, not even speed, maybe something PCP type that gives them more of a bit of a like craziness and aggressiveness, maybe.
Bath salts?
So they're out there biting people's face off. So yeah, maybe that's a good
thing. Well, you said face off. I mean, there's a face off in hockey.
Yeah. Maybe we could just call our virus though bath salts. No?
Here's what I'm going with. Often people say Windows is a virus.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with setup.exe.
That's a very good one.
Because
we can't.
We can't set up, and we might need to be reinstalled soon, because that's just the way it is. And that's what I'm going to go with.
A reboot. I would create the ice hockey virus. So on a whim, I could change guys off for skinny, mediums, and fatties.
Now, would that be more of a virus or just like a glitch? Like something you could do special and make the program glitch and it's like, give you a fat guy like instantly or
it's
something?
It's like a back door.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Oh. Way to put your balls on the table, Ingram.
Humangas indeed.
Wow. We better get along here.
Yeah.
This is getting way out of hand.
So, Kenny, we got some upcoming games, right?
We do. We got four of them on the docket. We've got the Senators at the Senators on Tuesday. Thursday, we are at New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Saturday, we are back home for the Hurricanes. And then Sunday, we're back on the road against the Blackhawks.
Chicago.
So... Mm. You know, we had talked about the Senators have the best record for a Canadian team right now.
Not very good.
So it should be an interesting game.
So, game of the week?
But I'm going to go with the Canes, the Wild's lone home game out of the four games this week. I'm taking the Canes at home, the Canes here. Jive, what's your...
My pick?
What's your pick?
Oh. My pick is the unfortunate pick. I'm going to have to go with the Canes. The Wild have just not been performing well at home. I definitely think that, you know, they're going to show up at least, hopefully, this time. But I still don't think that in the end it's going to be enough. I got the Canes winning it 4-3, probably in an OT win. Unfortunately, under torch, we're going to see our last call, where we actually didn't lose in a overtime.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to end, so we'll...
That's a tough argument, or a tough position to argue against.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. But Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I think the Wild can beat the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes, while the record at 31-26-12 doesn't seem bad... They've got 12 overtime losses. They've got 16 more goals against than they do for. So they're behind in that regard. When they've won, they've been lucky. I think the Wild have this. I think there's going to be an empty netter at the end. So I'm going Wild win 3-1.
So you're looking at their record, saying they got 12 overtime losses. What are the Wild sitting at? Pretty much the same damn thing, is it not?
But the Wild are ahead. They have more goals than they do against.
Oh.
So at least the Wild have been unlucky. The Canes have been lucky.
They only have 10 overtime losses. The Wild do. Yeah. Ironically, the Predators have 13 overtime losses.
So still 1 point.
It's only 1 point. This is true.
You know?
And it's still a loss, really. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Better than zero.
So,
what do you think, Kenny?
I think there's also going to be an empty netter at the end of the game. But I think it's because the goalie's going to get pulled a little sooner. I think the Wild are going to win 4-2.
Plus, the Wild can do is win on the road, right? But they're at home.
They're at home.
This destroys my whole theory here.
Right.
I don't know.
They've got to win one at home, right? Come on now.
Yeah, they're overdue. Yeah. Especially, with three road games, being at home, it's going to be, they're going to have to pull off a win. Yeah. So
we saw that work from against Edmonton.
Well, I think we've hit the end of this thing, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, when I'm live tweeting Wild Games for 3 in the Box, and again, that's at 3 in the Box on Twitter, you can find links to everything that I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Jive, where can people find you?
You can find me. I'm at about.me/HeyJive. Also, don't forget to, if you get a chance, if you're checking us out from iTunes or something, go ahead and throw down a review out there. Make sure you let people know how you like the show.
Kenny.
And you can follow me on Twitter and stuff. All the links you can find on about.me/IamKenny. That is KENNEY. No Stricanius if you just want to go straight to Twitter.
Yeah. And
stuff like that.
Alrighty.
Let's put a fork in it.
What about a spoon?
Okay.